Good morning and welcome to the Capital Gang. I am Oscar Semoya. I'm okay. I tried to play on the Afrigo song, but it was taking its time. In the studio, I have a first-time visitor, Mr. Henry Mutebe. Is that the way to say it?
Yes, Mutebe Henry.
Mutebe Henry, Mr. Henry Mutebe. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I invited you because we've had the World AIDS Day on the 1st of December. So you're most welcome to the Capital Gang.
Thank you, Oscar. And I'm happy to be joining the great gang.
Derek Wandera, back on gang. We glad to have you back. Good morning.
Good morning, Oscar. And I'm happy to be back.
Yes. Yeah. You must have been on the campaign trail.
Yeah. It's been quite a busy time.
Benjamin Katana, you're most welcome to gang. We missed you last week. You sent Henry, George Musisi. We told him we are not happy with him. He should leave Semuju alone. We had a chance to tell him.
Ugandans have been complaining that serious people are not showing interest in politics. When serious
they
people
should,
show interest in politics,
they should show interest where the serious people are needed.
But it's always a pleasure to be part of this show, Oscar.
Yes.
And I'm glad to join these distinguished citizens.
And in the studio we have a guest, Professor Ogenga Otuno. You know, I only know one Ogenga Latigo. Now I know a second Ogenga.
And only one Otuno.
And only one Otuno. But it looks like Ogenga goes with Professor, because the other one is also Professor. So you must welcome to the Capital Gang, Professor Ogenga Otuno.
Thank you very much, Oscar, and hello to the panelists and to the audience listening from wherever you are. Greetings.
Yes. So what do you do, Professor Ogenga Otuno? You actually do speak like the other Otuno, Olara Otuno, so when people say we have Otuno, they might mistake you for Olara Otuno.
Actually, if my recollection is correct, this is the third time I'm appearing on this show.
Oh.
And by accident of history, it happens that Ambassador Olara Otuno is my older brother. And by accident of history, again, both of us happen to have been guild presidents at Makerere University.
Right.
I'm glad to be here.
And what is not accidental? Right now, what are you doing?
I am a professor at DePaul University in Chicago, where I teach contemporary global issues, international development issues, African history, Africa and the Black diaspora as well.
Yeah. And you have two books.
I have two books on Uganda. The title is Crisis of Legitimacy and Political Violence in Uganda, 1890 to 1979. And then the second one is the same title. The period is 1979 to 2016. And the books came out largely as part of my PhD dissertation, which was externally supervised by the late Professor Ali Mazurui. And those are the two books on Uganda.
Yes. Glad to have you here, and I hope you have answers about that violence and politics in Uganda at the moment.
Thank you. I'll share what I know about it, and I can see a lot of distinguished colleagues here who might have better ideas than I do on the subject.
Okay. So, Star Cafe is also here. Thank you, Star Cafe, for powering the Capital Gang. And so is Honorable Emmanuel Lumala Dombo. You're most welcome to Gang.
Fresh from disrupting our rallies in Amuru and Noya.
So I'm going to give you some time to first attack Star Cafe because it has been missing you. And then we'll get back to you. So, Mr. Mutebe, Henry Mutebe, 15 years experience on program design, resource mobilization, advisory services across sub-Saharan Africa. You are very knowledgeable regarding HIV, AIDS, TB, malaria, and reproductive health. And yes, you still look like a young man.
Thank you, Oscar. Yes, I've been in this space for some time. I'm 39 years old, so I've been around for some time.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
He knows how to keep himself. By the way, Henry Mutebe is my OB.
Oh.
Yeah, from Kirwa College Butiki.
I'll not say whether you went to school late or
not the same class. It's certainly
okay.
Yeah, it's certainly above me. Several years.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
You look
older now.
Yeah, that's the government.
So we had the World AIDS Day. 1st December, it's an annual day recognition of people with HIV and AIDS and those people passed on. What is it still a relevant day?
Yes, thank you, Oscar, for asking that question. Yes, on 1st of December, Uganda joined the rest of the world to commemorate the World AIDS Day. And it's interesting and a good question because I think because of either information fatigue or because the face of HIV has changed, a lot of people think that HIV has gone away. But what we know, for example, globally, we know that about 39 million people are living with HIV. Last year alone, 39 million
people.
Yes, across the world.
That's nearly the whole of Uganda.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And the last year alone, 2024, we had, according to records from the UNAIDS, 1.3 million new infections. And unfortunately, a lot of those new infections are happening in sub-Saharan Africa. And if we bring it home to Uganda, currently we have 1.5 million people who are living with HIV. Out of those 1.5, only about 1.3 are on treatment. So HIV is very much around. It has only changed the face. I think the young people today who did not see, you know, the face of the scourge in the 90s probably have a different idea, but HIV is still around. It is very rampant, and unfortunately now it has a gendered face. Out of the 1.5 million people who are living with HIV, 930,000 are women. The men are about 570,000, and I'm talking about 15 to 49 year old.
Mm. What's the explanation for this?
There are quite a number of reasons why the HIV has that gendered face. One, of course, there are biological reasons. Women are more susceptible to HIV than men. The chances that if a male who is positive sleeps with a female, the chances are double that the woman will get HIV than if it's the other way around. And the reason is, one, for example, we know that the anatomy, physiologically, a woman has a larger surface area in the cervix that can be exposed to semen. Semen has more viral load than, for example, the vaginal fluids. But also, in, for example, sexual acts between older men and young girls, sometimes the cervix is still young, immature, and there are wears and tears. Sometimes women have STIs which are untreated. So all that biologically makes women more susceptible to HIV. But also there are other structural issues. For example, power relations. You have women who cannot negotiate safe sex. Women cannot negotiate monogamy. Sometimes they're exposed to violence. And so all those compound the risk across the genders. So in Uganda, but unfortunately, actually, when you go down to, for example, last year in Uganda, we had 37,000 new infections. 37. After all the 40 years of programming around HIV, we still have 37,000 new infections, 2024. But if you break it down, out of those 37,000, 21,000 are women. And then about 11,000 are men. So women are still double.
How is this information collected?
The
reason I asked this, perhaps your figures are low.
Yeah.
Mm. Perhaps there are some people you've captured in those numbers.
Yeah, I think that for all the failures of this government, sorry to say that, I think that one of the areas where
you're not looking at Emmanuel.
No, they've been successful. Every government has its own failures, so it's failed in good faith.
Even individuals.
Absolutely. So one of the areas that this country has been successful is in HIV, in the HIV response. Mm. There are very robust systems and structures in place and policies to detect, to test, treat, and link people who are living with HIV. And I can say that with confidence. This data is validated by WHO, they're validated by UNAIDS and many other development partners who have deployed a lot of science to ensure that we are getting the data right. So it's one of the areas where you can be sure that the data is correct.
Mm.
But I was talking about the issue of women and men. Out of the 37,000 infections, 21 were women, about 11,000 were men. But again, if you break it down to 15-year-olds, so 24, because that's a very special age you want to track, because they are sexually active, they're in their reproductive age. Out of the 37,000 new infections last year, 14,000 were people, young people between the age of 15.